Okay, so let's dive into something that's, well, pretty fundamental for where healthcare tech is heading. We're talking about HL7's Fast Healthcare Interoperability Resources, FHIR, pronounced fire.
That's right. And our source material today is really interesting. It's feedback given directly to CMS, pulled from a comment analysis dashboard document.
Yeah, and what's really unique is how this feedback was put together, isn't it? Dr. Josh Mandel used AI tools he actually built himself to sort of group all these comments by theme.
Exactly. It gives us a really aggregated view.
So our mission today really is to explore this strong positive feeling around FHIR and figure out what the industry and, the government can actually do to speed things up and improve healthcare here in the US.
Sounds good.
So jumping right in, what's the big takeaway? The analysis mentions this overwhelming and near universal consensus. What's that consensus about exactly? How crucial is it?
Well, the message couldn't be clearer, really. Across all stakeholder groups, the idea is mandating and expanding FHIR-based APIs. That's seen as the absolute non-negotiable cornerstone. It's the foundation for a modern interoperable health system. That's the goal everyone seems to agree on.
Okay, so everyone agrees on the destination.
But, there's a big but, the current reality, it shows a pretty stark gap. We see a lot of what's being called checkbox compliance.
Checkbox compliance, meaning.
Meaning, you technically meet the requirement on paper, but the result is often APIs that are non-functional. Or maybe incomplete. It's kind of like having the fancy new tech gadget box, but the gadget inside doesn't actually work right. You complied, but.
Gotcha. So the intent is there. The desire for this interoperable future is strong, but the actual execution is lagging, hitting roadblocks.
Exactly. But what's interesting is that this very frustration, it's actually fueling demand.
Yeah.
A demand for real solutions. People aren't just complaining, they're pointing towards what needs to happen.
And what are they pointing towards? What kind of solutions are they demanding?
Well, there's a really strong push for more advanced stuff, specifically bidirectional SO, read and write capabilities, and also scalable bulk FHIR APIs. These aren't just for one patient record at a time. They're seen as absolutely essential for things like population health management and value-based care. Moving beyond just basic access.
Right, getting into real data utility for bigger picture analysis and action. Okay.
Yeah.
So, with that strong demand, what does this analysis suggest the industry should be doing? How can they help accelerate FHIR?
The recommendations for industry are pretty direct. Basically, move beyond the walled garden platforms, the closed systems that make it hard or expensive to get data out.
Yeah, those lock-ins.
Exactly. The focus really needs to shift. It's not just about having an API available somewhere. It's about making sure they're truly functional, comprehensive, and importantly, affordable for everyone, not just the huge hospital system.
Functional, comprehensive, affordable. Okay, that makes sense for the industry side. But system-wide change often needs a push from the government, too. What about that? What are stakeholders asking federal and state agencies to do?
Yeah, that's a key piece. And it raises the question, how do agencies go beyond just encouraging standards? The feedback is pretty blunt here. It urges them to actively, quote, police the ecosystem.
Police the ecosystem.
Meaning aggressively enforcing information blocking rules, going after vendors and data holders who aren't playing fair. And it's not just about rules, it's about testing too. Making sure these APIs work in the real world under real load.
So enforcement and real-world testing, what else?
Other big recommendations include tying real money to this, meaningful financial incentives for using functional APIs and penalties for not, expanding the mandates so they cover all healthcare stakeholders, not just some, and rethinking health IT certification. It shouldn't just be about checking a box on paper. It needs to verify that APIs are actually functional in practice.
Wow, okay. So tighter enforcement, financial levers, broader mandates, and certification, that means something practical.
And there's more. They also recommend robust continuous monitoring, mandatory performance, SLAs, service level agreements, basically setting clear expectations for how reliable and fast these APIs must be, public scorecards even, and connecting data quality directly to payments and accountability.
Okay, let's try and synthesize this a bit. That's a powerful set of recommendations. What's the sort of the overarching feeling here about FHIR's potential and the path forward?
Well, if you connect all these dots, it really feels like we're at a potential turning point for healthcare data. The collective voice isn't just asking for new tech, it's calling for an environment. an environment where health information, this knowledge, is actually understood and used effectively, enabling, you know, real critical thinking about health data.
Yeah, that makes sense. Our goal was to look at the positive drive behind FHIR, and it seems clear. Despite the hurdles, the challenges with implementation right now, that vision for a truly connected, interoperable healthcare system, it's very much alive. And the steps needed to get there, they seem pretty clearly laid out in this feedback.
Absolutely. The roadmap is becoming clearer.
So here's something maybe for you, our listeners, to think about. A provocative thought, perhaps. Just imagine for a second. A healthcare system where patient data actually flows freely and functionally, securely, of course. What kinds of completely new, maybe even life-saving innovations could we build on that kind of foundation? Things we might not even be able to properly conceive of today.
Mm-hmm.
Something to mull over.